Yo, 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 this is your boy E, and this is another episode of the Truth Podcast, the real offspring of failure show. Yo, today I am starting a new series. It just came upon me that I needed a new series, and this is actually a series where I'm this is more about me ranting. This is gonna be about shit. I'm just gonna be ranting about this. It's a lot of things out here, a lot of stories, a lot of situations that I, you know, keep coming across, and you know, I get really pissed off and I get really passionate about some things, you know. And one thing I hate is like undeniable stupidity. And that brings me to the title of this new series, which is This here is some stupid shit. Yeah, you're a little overboard with that laugh. Let's try another laugh. Let's see what this one. How this one feel. Yeah, that's more like a giggle. Yeah. Yeah, that's more like, I feel that one. I feel that one a little better. But yeah, the dude was a little extra with the first one. But yeah, I'm gonna start this series, and this is gonna be the first episode of this series. This here is some stupid shit. And the reason I'm doing this series, because like I said, there's a lot of stupid shit going on out here. A lot of stupid shit. And my first episode is going to be about something that we all have been talking about for the last, I don't know how long. It's just been talked about too much. Whenever it happened or started, I don't know. It seems like it happened like years ago, but the shit won't go away. You know, it ain't been that long, but the shit won't go away. And there y'all, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the goddamn slap. The damn slap. The damn slap. It's like, why are we still talking about this goddamn slap? Well, somebody tell me. It won't go away. This shit won't go away. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. This shit is crazy. For whatever reason, the shit is just evolving into this stupidity. It's evolving, devolving. I ain't gonna say evolving. It's devolving into just stupidity, to the realm of ridiculousness, to an extent. I told myself I wasn't gonna talk about it because it's been talked about ad nauseum by everyone. So I was going to, you know, I'm not going to hit this one because everybody's been talking about it. So it wouldn't be original, you know what I'm saying, to talk about it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I was going to leave it alone and just let it be because, everybody got right on it that night. They were right on it or whatever. So I said, I'm going to let this go because I figured that it would go away. So there'd be something else that would happen, you know. And I don't usually do like current events type things unless it's something like big. Current events. I usually, you know, make up my shows and, you know, try to give something interesting. So it ain't got to be necessarily something going on with celebrities or happening right here, right now, you know. But this one here is like, it's almost daring me to like, yeah, you gonna say something now? Or the next day is, you ain't gonna say nothing now? Okay, watch this. Okay, it's almost like it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and dumber and more ridiculous every day. Every day. Now, if you've been somewhere, you know, if you've been in a coma or you've been off the planet, or you ain't had no Wi-Fi or internet or TV or no electricity or what have you for the last, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, you may not know what I'm talking about, but this is what I'm talking about in a brief summary, a brief synopsis of the situation. Okay. At the Oscars, Will Smith Everybody knows Will Smith. He was at the Oscars he was nominated for Best. I'm just giving the background because it makes sense in the whole, you know, the whole scheme of the story. It's about context. You know, he was at the Oscars. He was going there to hopefully to win Best Actor. He was nominated for Best Actor for his movie King Richard about Richard Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams. Okay, so my man, he's there with his wife Jada Pinkett Smith, and they're sitting in the front row, and Chris Rock is on stage. Comedian Chris Rock is on stage, and he's always hosting at the Oscars, so he's on stage to give the award for Best Documentary, which Questlove was up for nomination for Summer of Soul, you know, which was a great documentary. So in the midst of Chris Rock doing his little thing, his little diddy bop around the way, you know, telling his jokes about all the celebrities there or whatever, Chris Rock, right before he's about to announce, you know, the nominees and the winner and blah, 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 he sees Jada and Will, and Jada Smith is completely, her hair is completely shaved, and they come to find out it's because of alopecia or whatever. So so he throws a shot at Jada Smith, says, "Hey, Jada, I love you. Can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2. You know, G.I. Jane, movie from the 90s, Demi Moore played in it, shaved her head to be in the military, blah, 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 whatever." So he throws a little shot at her. Everybody laughs, yada, yada, yada. Even Will laughs or what have you. Jada rolls eyes, you know, it was like a little shot, but it was like, you know, like a little pardon shot. Hey, take that with you. You know what I'm saying? A little funny, oh, no big deal. Just a little, you know, a little whatever joke. So Will gets up, walks up the stage, and Chris Rock sees this man walk up the stage and probably thinking that Will's going to come up there and say something in his ear or take the mic from him and say something funny because Will's a funny dude. He walks up and he slaps this dude like karate slap technique from the movies. Like, he slapped this dude like they were, like it was a skit, but it looked phony, but he slapped the shit out of the dude. Okay, slapped the shit out of the dude, sits down and starts to yell at Chris Rock to tell him to keep his wife's name out of his fucking mouth. You know, he was emphatic about it. He was enraged. He was fed up, whatever, you know. So that's what happened. And Will end up winning. As we all know, he ends up winning. Gives a tearful apology to the Academy, to the fans, to the people in attendance, you know, to everybody but Chris. Okay? So that's the story. You know, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Assaulted the man. Dead wrong. Dead wrong. Okay? Chris Rock decided not to press any charges. You know, they didn't remove Will Smith. You know, so it's been this big thing. Everybody knows. So now we're getting into the crux of it after, you know, after the melee. Now, let me tell you how I feel about this shit. Let me tell you why this has become such a stupid, stupid goddamn thing. Okay. Now, I'm a big Will Smith fan. Okay. I'm a big Chris Rock fan. All right. Not even taking sides or whatever, but the man should have never smacked. Should have never put his hands on that man, especially on live TV. You know what I'm saying? And he is bigger dude. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody sent it to me and it sent to me that night, when I saw it and I, you know, realized that it was real, because at first you're like, is this real? When I first realized this is real, the very first thing I said to my wife, and the first thing I thought was, this is some personal shit. This is not about that joke. This was about some other shit. And I said that to her as soon as I saw it that night. This is some other shit. You know what I'm saying? There's some more to this shit. There's some more to this shit. You know what I'm saying? This just don't look like, oh, this is just somebody told a joke about my wife and I'm pissed off about this joke. So I'm finna smack the shit out of you because I'm pissed off about this joke. No, this was some built up shit. Okay? So let's get to the fallout. You know, he quits the Academy. People are bad-mouthing Jada, saying Jada made him do it with an arrow, and she's toxic. And then there are people talking about, you know, Chris Rock shouldn't be making fun of her because she had alopecia. And, you know, people on one side talking about, good, he should have protected this woman because he disrespected her. And other people on the other side saying, nah, he overreacted. He soft. He a punk. He, you know, he ain't do that to the other dude and blah, blah, blah. All this other bullshit that's been going on. Okay, look. This is how I feel about this whole goddamn thing, which is pissing me off, which is, you know, got me doing this goddamn episode. Okay, for one, let's start with Jada.
Hey there, I'm Chardonnay, and if you are in dire need of getting your hair did and you're in the Houston, Texas area, come on down to Crown by Nay. I specialize in natural and extension services. Natural relax, weave, wig installations, pixie cuts, anything that you need. So come on down to Crown by Nay, that's CrownedByNae on Instagram. Check me out.
All right. I'm not finna go and disrespect nobody's wife, and I don't like the way other people are disrespecting this man's wife after the fact. Okay. Like I said, I'm a big Will fan, big Chris fan. I'm even a Jada fan. So, I mean, a fan of the man, whole family, fan of the kids. I'm a fan, okay? The fact that people are calling this woman toxic and narcissistic and yada, 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 because she decided to be transparent about things she probably shouldn't have been transparent about in the, you know, the in the media with their about their life and things about them. They're probably, it seems like to me, they're just two different kind of people. She's made it clear that she doesn't like the whole limelight type thing, but it seems like he was in this, he's on this Hollywood shit. Will seems like a Hollywood dude. She don't seem like a Hollywood person, but she seems like somebody who wants to be real. I want to be me. And if this is the way for me to make my money, and this is the way for me to let out, you know, this frustration I have of being in this lifestyle, then I'm going to do this Red Table Talk. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do the things I want to do, talk about the things I want to talk about, say what I want to say, yada, yada, yada. All the things I don't agree with, no, I don't agree with some of the things she say, but it's not for me to agree with because it's not my life. It's not my husband. It's not my marriage. It's not my kids. It's not my family. It's not my life. That's her money, the way she wants to deal with it. Yeah, she's going to get some backlash because it's out there. You know, you're dealing with the internet and, you know, being a celebrity and things like that. So you're going to deal with the backlash. But some of the things that are being said, that have been said about this woman is completely unfair and just ridiculous, okay? When people talk about this whole August Alsina shit, you know what I'm saying? This is the shit that pisses me off, too. When all that thing came out and the boy talking about he was with her or whatever, she was dead wrong. I'm going to tell you what she was wrong at about this whole thing. What she was wrong at is she picked the wrong dude to be fucking with. She should have never been fucking with that dude. She should have never been messing with that guy. Regardless of, you know, him being her son's friend, yada, 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 she crossed barriers, she crossed lines in messing with that dude because of the situation. You know, let's put it in context. You know, he was in a bad situation. They were supposed to be like, she was supposed to be like mentoring him or whatever the case may be. She shouldn't have messed with that dude. Now, how many men have done that? You have messed with women who looked up to them or whatever the case may be and got into a situation they were vulnerable and got into a situation with them that they shouldn't have, okay? She got into a situation with this guy that she should not have, okay? Point blank, she was dead wrong for getting into that situation with this guy. Where she's not wrong at is the fact that people are trying to call her a whore and she cheated on her husband and yada, yada, yada. Bullshit. She was not cheating on her husband because they were not together when this was going on. They made that very clear at the little Red Table Talk, little interview they had, the little, you know, the little show they had with her and Will. And people, you know, him crying or whatever. He wasn't crying tears of hurt. He was crying tears. He was pissed because the fact that I have to sit here and put my shit out there. Will is not the kind of person that is going to be vulnerable, likes to be vulnerable in that way in front of people. Seems like to me, I don't know these people. I'm just going by what I see. He seemed like a guy that for 30 years, this guy have been upstanding. He's always on. He's always like got the words and I got the, you know, most profound things to say. You know, I speak with profundity and you know, I got to be bubbly and I got to be, you know, the funny guy. And I got to be the guy that's always got the right thing to say. And I got to be smiling. I got to be on point at all the time. So when something like that happens to a person like that, to a man like that, a man of pride, but he knows to put his his, you know, his personal life outside the cameras, and then you take and snatch my personal life and put it in front of the camera, yeah, that's gonna affect him. He's like, this is not what I do. I don't deal this way. She may deal a different way. She may be able to handle certain things where it doesn't bother her to an extent, because she's like, I don't give a fuck about these Hollywood motherfuckers. No way. Will is a little bit more Hollywood. That's how he gets his bread. You know what I'm saying? His bread is synonymous with him being Will Smith. I didn't even got to give you a goddamn description or the definition of what Will Smith means, in quotes, because we all know what that means up until now. So him at that red table was not him crying because he was so hurt that she did him so wrong. No, he was pissed off. It was tears of pissivity because I'm in this situation because you messed with this fucking goofy that got out and put our business out there. Because the first thing I heard when I sat down and watched that interview and what made me not even want to listen to any more of it is when he said out his mouth, we were not together. I didn't even want her anymore. I was doing me. She was doing her. After that, everything, nothing else even fucking matters. She didn't cheat on him. They were doing their own thing. They were off doing their own damn thing. So that right there is what irks me. How Peter Griffin would say for Family Guy, grinds my gears about this whole situation. Stop calling that woman out her name. She didn't do no different than any other person, a man or whatever the case may be, with doing a situation. What she did was fuck around and mess with the wrong damn person, which she shouldn't have been messing with. But hey, everybody makes a mistake. We all make mistakes. They're human beings. They make mistakes. Okay. But her and her husband figured it out. They figured it out and they got back together. They worked it out. Okay. Nobody's above, you know, making mistakes or making bad decisions. Made a bad decision. She didn't do anything to that boy that ain't nobody else done. He handled it. He felt like she was wrong, and he gonna put it out there like a, you know, he the punk, he the bitch. And for people talking about, well, Will gave him permission, no, he didn't. For people talking about, Will should have smacked him. Why he ain't smack him like he did? Well, he ain't had no reason to. That dude was with his wife. They wasn't together. She said, and he alluded to, hey, I was doing me. Basically, I had my shit. My motherfuckers I fuck with ain't out here putting our shit out there. So I was out doing my thing. She was doing her thing. She just chose the wrong motherfucker to do it with. Point blank, period. Okay. So once we get past all that, so people calling her out her name and saying she started this and she's toxic and she's ruining his life. No, they may be two. They obviously are two different kind of people, but that's between them. They figure out how they want to figure it out. People talking about them having an open marriage and yada, yada, yada. That's their goddamn business. If that works for them, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how they want to live. If you want to be in the monogamous and yada, 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 in the cookie cutter way of being married, that's on you. That doesn't work for them. That works for the way they want to be, works for them, and that keeps them happy. Let them be. Yes, it's going to be some scrutiny that comes with it or whatever, but you have to be, when you're living in that limelight, yeah, you got to be ready for that. But the vitriol and the venom that comes their way for the way they choose to live their life and have their marriage and want to be happy is fucking ridiculous. It's stupid. I ain't gonna get no more adjectives. It's just stupid. Okay. To get back to the slap, the reason I think, and I'm gonna make this and wrap this up. The reason I think that Chris Rock got smacked, and this is my opinion, is I think that this is a conversation that him and Will have had before. From what I've seen over the years and all the, you know, the pictures and what it looked like is Will and Chris were friends. Chris was friends with him and Jake. From what I hear is that when 2016 came and they did the whole Oscar So White and all the people boycotted the Oscars, even black and white, Spike Lee, LaPita, see some white people, the transgender act, she boycotted. A lot of people was boycotting that year. Okay. Jada called Chris because Chris was her friend. Called him because he was hosting that year and asked him to not host because they were all boycotting because there were no people of color in the main 20 or 40 categories or whatever it was. There were no people of color that were nominated. She asked him to boycott with the rest of them, you know, stand down and stand with the rest of them. He basically just said, no, I'm not going to boycott. I don't believe in that. I'm finna get my money, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? However he said it, he basically just said, no, I'm not going to characterize how he said it or what he was. That's his right. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Where he was wrong at is when he goes up there, being that they are friends. See, the thing is, being that they are friends, when he gets there and hosts, then he makes a joke about the people boycott, and he particularly makes a very insulting, disrespectful joke at her. My friend who called me to ask me to step down, and then I tell him no. That's like if I'm at work, I work with you, okay? We work together, and the boss invites us to a party. And I heard the boss say some old, racist shit. Say, we both black, boss, white guy. I heard him say some old borderline racist shit or some racist shit or whatever. And I'm like, hey, bro, hey, we ain't going to this party, man. That dude on some other shit. And you're like, nah, man, I'm trying to get this promotion. I'm going. All right, dude, do you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going, but you go ahead and do you. The rest of us, we ain't going. So you go to the little thing and then get back to me that you was at the party talking shit like, yeah, they ain't want to go. They talking about they doing boycott, but shit, didn't nobody want your little black ass here nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You probably ain't had nothing to wear to get here in the first place. That type of shit. Like, dude, we supposed to be on the same side. And if you decide to go on that way, fine. But you're going to go talk shit to me, talk shit about me to them people when you get there. That's how it was, how I think it was with Jada, Will, and Chris. So when Chris did that, I think from what I've read and what I've heard that, hey, that's what severed their friendship. So I'm pretty sure as a man, I'm going to say if I'm Will, like, dude, we don't fuck with you no more. Don't say shit else to my wife. You made that little tasteless ass joke about her. You know what I'm saying? You got white people laughing at her, blah, blah, blah. You said you wasn't rocking with us, but you had to go up there and try to clown my wife. And that's what you did. So don't say shit else about me. Don't say shit to me. Don't say shit else about my wife. We'll keep it at that. Now, I think, you know, fast forward to these years later, with all the shit that Will Smith didn't have to endure, even looking at his acceptance speech when he was talking about the disrespect he didn't have to put up with, had to laugh through, had to smile through, or whatever. I think this all was a culmination of all these things. And people talking about, well, he wouldn't have got up there. He wouldn't have smacked Jimmy Kimmel. He wouldn't have smacked Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle or blah, blah, blah. No, he would not have. He wouldn't have smacked nobody else on the planet but that guy. He smacked that guy because he had a problem with that man. Nobody else. He didn't have a problem with the joke. He had a problem with that man because if you listen to his words, he told that man to keep my wife's name out your mouth. He didn't say, don't call my wife this or don't call my, keep my wife's name out your mouth. Basically, I didn't told your ass before. And I told you, if you say something else about my wife, I'm slapping the shit out you on sight. And that's what he did. Not saying he was right. So let me just make it clear. Not saying he was right. He was dead ass wrong. Dead ass wrong. And he deserved consequences for it. But that's what happened. All this other shit. I mean, like I said, it's my opinion. But I'm going by the shit that I've read, shit that I've seen. I'm going by the body language. I'm going by the way he said. I'm going by just being a man and looking at shit and trying to and using some type of logic when it comes to shit. A lot of shit. Yeah, I don't know the true story. I don't know these people's hearts and minds and shit like that. But I'm looking at shit like, this makes sense. He had a personal problem with this dude. You know what I'm saying? He had a personal problem with this dude, and he handled it a completely wrong. He should have never put his hands on that man. If you're going to handle some shit like that, you do some shit. You take that motherfucker. You wait till you get to the after party, or you get Chris in the coat room, or whatever the case may be, and you say, man, hey, you smack the shit out of him. Then say, hey, man, I told you this. Don't say shit else about my wife, blah, blah, blah. And it could have been like an old Hollywood rumor. You remember back in 2022 after the Oscars? You know, yeah, somebody, some comedian or some actress telling, yeah, back 10 years ago, yeah, Will Smith did smack the shit out of Chris Rock, you know, in the after party. You know, it'd be like a Hollywood rumor type shit. You don't do it in front of everybody like that. So the dude was wrong. I'm not saying he was right. I'm not condoning anything he did. He was completely wrong. I'm just talking about the intention or what people are trying to say now. Let's get to the punishment part. Now, I'm reading, but I had to take notes on this because, you know, I don't really take notes on my shows or when I do my shows or whatever, but I had to take notes on this shit. It comes to find out. I just read this. Hold on. I'm paperish, you know, you can hear the shit. But this is what this man has had to endure because of this. He gets 10-year ban from the Oscars He is he had a movie, Bad Boys 4. He had a biopic that he was doing. He had a Netflix movie. He had an I Am Legend 2 that he's out of. They trying to give Malcolm B. Jordan to do it. All these movies are stopped for him. He got fired from the Academy of Science and Cinema, Cinematic Arts. Got fired, expelled him from that. Now the other dude, the August, I've seen the dude, is up writing the book. He done made songs and shit. Now he's out writing the book he's trying to sell. And they calling him Jada's boyfriend, which he's not, which is another way of disrespecting this man and his family again. Calling her his boy, calling this guy her boyfriend, which is, you know, completely just bullshit. Nobody wants to work with him. They're trying to clown his show, the Bel Air show, which is a very good fucking show. I watched all the fucking episodes up until, you know, I watched all episodes that they have out. It's a very good goddamn show. So all that, boy, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about there. And now the man had to go on some kind of damn rehab or whatever for his depression or whatever, because he's dealing with shit that I couldn't imagine what he's dealing with. So I'm not going to clown a man for going to rehab. You think you need some help? You think you need some whatever for your depression or anger or whatever? I can imagine that being him, he has to, I can imagine always having to be on. You know what I'm saying? Always having to be on. Like I said, I'm not excusing shit he didn't did, but I can imagine always having to be on all the time. Like, you know, I've been watching shit lately and really watching it and watching how this man is always, like, he snapped to the smile and the Hollywood shit and blah, blah, blah. And I know they all go through that or whatever, but a lot of them don't have their business out there like that. So they able to, you know, they're able to get away and hide into their personal life or whatever, or retreat into their personal life and be comfortable. He can't really do that because some of the, even their personal life, Jada uses that. Not say uses it, but that's how she makes her money. That's her career. It's kind of being open and talking. Like, I'm sitting there talking now. I could talk. I would want, if it wasn't for my wife, there's a lot of shit that I want to talk about that I'm not going to talk about because it would be disrespectful to my wife or things I want to say or whatever case may be. But, you know, being me, being who I am, if I didn't have nobody else I was responsible for, say my kids or my wife or whatever, I would say what the fuck I want to. She says what the fuck she wants to with a candor. She don't just be saying no outrageous shit, but she speaks her mind because she figuring they got the money, they got the cachet. Her husband is big as life. You know what I'm saying? They can deal with the backlash. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. We've been through enough. I can, say what I feel. Not even say what I want to say, but say what I feel. And I don't see no problem with that. Like I said, I don't agree with everything that she says or everything that she does or blah, blah, blah. But I understand the mind state of, I just want to be real. I want to be 100 at all times. I don't want to have to lie. And I've been like that for the last few years. I'm not lying about it. I'm not telling another motherfucking lie, period. What you going to do to me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna, bow and tiptoe around your feelings and blah, blah, blah. This is what needs to be said. And that keeps you from even having thoughts of doing anything outside the realm of appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat you exactly as you should be treated. I'm going to behave in the way I need to behave. And therefore, when I say what I need to say, I'm saying it completely from a good place and no place of malice. I have no malicious intent in anything I say. If you don't like what I say, then that's on you. That's a you problem. I'm going to be real. And that just is what it is. Now, I'm going to use tact. And I'm going to, be emotionally intelligent about things that come out of my mouth. But I'm going to be real. And that's what it seemed like she is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you don't have to agree. A lot of people don't agree. I had arguments with people about what I say on here. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be talking about that. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say this. Say what the fuck I want to say. If it's real, if I'm being real, if I'm being honest and I'm not hurting nobody and I'm not trying to hurt nobody, I'm just telling you what my truth is. You ask a question, I'm going to give an answer. Don't tell me I can't answer the question truthfully. That's bullshit. So I just had to make this episode. I didn't even want to be this long, but I had to make this episode because I get tired. I'm just tired of the shit. All this shit that he's going through is absolutely fucking ridiculous. This is some stupid shit. He should not be losing this much. Yes, he should be punished in some type of way. But to be losing all this, and I don't know if it's true or not or whatever, if it's all going to come to fruition or whatever, wait till this shit dies, blows over, or wait till it die down or whatever. But to be going all over this because of that situation, like I said, let me say it again, for the motherfuckers who going to have something to say about, hey, he should deserve. Like, I was watching Ed Lover, and I had to even unfollow his ass because Ed Lover got on his Instagram. And I love Ed Lover. You know, come on, son. Come on, son. You know what I'm saying? That's my shit. You know, but he gets on Instagram and defends Kanye West crazy ass. You know what I'm saying? Some of the crazy shit he's done. He defended Kanye West. But then he gets on there and says Will Smith getting 10 years banned is not enough. He should have been arrested, yada, yada, yada. Like, damn, that's how you feel, bro? That's how you feel? You know, you're supposed to be, you know, even if we, you know, you're supposed to be protecting the culture. Look, Chris Rock, people need to understand that Chris Rock needs everybody, not even say need their sympathy, but yeah, he was done wrong. And do need to come out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, fuck that dude. He did me wrong or whatever. But hey, nigga, duck. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know, protect your neck. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna stand up there and let somebody just put their hands on me, even though he couldn't have possibly imagined this man was about to smack the shit out of him. But hey, that's a grown man. He decided that he wasn't pressing no charges. Y'all leave this shit alone. You know, they'll handle it. I don't see him suing. You know, people talking about he should sue. I don't see no two rich ass dudes, but now Will Smith smacked the shit out of me on national TV. I'm falling the fuck out. Hey, man, this nigga smacked me. He dislocated my jaw. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I need about a meal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how it is. I ain't Chris Rock. Chris Rock ain't got that kind of money. He got, you know, hey, they could sit down and, hey, Will, you're going to pay me back. You're going to do a movie with me or some shit like that or whatever the case may be. Or you're going to produce one of my movies or produce my motherfucking stand-up or whatever. You're going to some way bring me some money back because you embarrassed me in some way. That's how they should handle that. Not, oh, you're going to take him to court and sue him because of punitive damages and blah, blah, blah. No, get the fuck out of here with that soft shit. That's just my opinion. I ain't got to be right. This is my opinion. But for this man to be losing all this over that situation, the punishment must fit the crime. And he did commit a crime, and he should be punished. But what he's losing, what he's reportedly about to lose or losing, does not fit the crime. It's been, I'm not even do that what if shit, you know, the what aboutism shit that a lot of motherfuckers do. Like, what about so and so? What about, I ain't even do that, you know, because I was finna go there. I was finna give a whole litany list of motherfuckers who did more egregious shit and still out there, you know, striving and making money. But I ain't finna go there. But the fact that people are just turning on this guy like this, it's almost like he done spent his whole life trying to be above the fray, you know what I'm saying, and didn't step in and didn't really step in it too much. And it's like people were just waiting to hate this motherfucker. Like, oh, I can't say nothing because he ain't did nothing. So I can't, you know, you'd be stupid to come out and say, oh, I hate Will Smith. Like, how the fuck could you hate Will Smith? What he done? You know, Will Smith ain't never did shit. Now, since he did shit, it seemed like all these haters just came out like, oh, this, I can't stand. I'm so done with him, blah, blah, blah. He's so dumb because he had a human moment. He's a fucking human. We all didn't want to slap the shit out of somebody. Some of us have done it. Some of us not. You know what I'm saying? Some of us have had moments where we are weak and have done some dumb shit. We all have. That was some dumb shit he did. He should be punished for it. But this is not the kind of punishment this man deserved. He didn't kill anyone. He didn't molest anyone. He didn't, you know, he didn't diddle children. He didn't rape nobody. He didn't, you know, he didn't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? He made a mistake, but this is too much. This here is some stupid shit. That's all I'm saying. That's how I feel about it, and that's how I'm going to always feel about it. And if you don't feel you feel different, holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Let me know how you feel about it. Let me know what you think, and we can come on here and have a conversation. Leave me a message, and let me know, hey, you on some bullshit, man. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. You sound crazy. If that's how you feel, let me know. And me and you can talk about it. Me, you, and you, and you, and you, and whoever else can get on here and talk about it. And we can have a discussion and see what's good. You know, ain't nobody gonna smack nobody, but you know what I'm saying? It's getting too much. It's getting too much. I wish they just let the shit die, but it's just getting too much. And it seemed like they just waiting. They couldn't wait to jump on this man for something. That's what it seems like. Like, oh, we finally got his ass. You know what I'm saying? So I hate it happen. I hate he's going through this. But, you know, I think he'll come back. He, you know, he's a talented dude. He's rich. He'll figure out a way to fix this shit. But y'all need to calm down. Y'all need to calm down. I need y'all to calm down. This has been the truth. The Real Offspring of Failure show. This is your boy E. Thank you for joining me. And we're going to end this with my little ditty I was just playing before coming on. This is Pharrell Marsh, and he has a group called 13, and this is Oxygen. I love this little song. I love the end, but I'm gonna let a little bit play on this way out. You know. All right, guys. Kinetic acumen to rid me of my toxins. You can dictate a doctrine on a cathartic spit. Ritual open heart surgery for the broken hearted. My high vibrational guiding system. Oh, I'm your own. My backbone, my backbone. Exactly. No phone tap though, just intellectual track me. Somewhere close to where sexual intercourse and attract me. I hold you in my arms and I'll kiss you to your body is sore. I need to get 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 to
He got tired. And he said, this nation ain't gonna change, ain't gonna change. He got tired. 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 And he had to speak and he didn't want to speak. Sick of it!
Yo, again, thank you for joining me for another episode of The True Podcast. This is The Real Offspring of Failure with your boy E. I really appreciate you guys coming and supporting and listening to me. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation and I hope you enjoyed the music. Come see me again for another episode. I'll be dropping another episode pretty soon. I hope you guys come and support me again. And again, anything that I said, anything I talked about, if you want to talk about it, you got any comments, remarks, ideas, suggestions, anything you don't disagree with me with, or you agree with me, or you just like, hey man, you crazy, hey, let's talk about it. If you got any suggestions, holler at me, leave me a message, I'll put you on here, we can talk about it anytime. You know, any music suggestions, any songs you want to hear, I'll let your boy, I got you, all right? Again, thank you guys for coming. This is your boy E, and this is another episode of The Real Offspring of Failure, That Truth Podcast. Peace.